Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome to this week's episode of Beers with the Brewers. I'm Adam, one of the owners here at Land Grant. Exciting week here at the brewery as we have the Royal Pool Party coming up here this Saturday, May 19th. We'll try to save all the Cockney accents for later on, but join with me this week, Mark Richards.
Hello.
Oh, getting ready. Dan Schaefer.
I am here.
And Walt Keyes.
Cheers, sir.
Oh, getting into it already. As always, Julie Keyes here helping us out. So this week we're talking about our Czech Pilsner pool party. We've been leading up to this for the past few weeks. This is our take on a classic Czech style. Four bullet points for this beer: lime, bready, floral, and crisp. Our suggested food pairing is a hot chicken taco, and yes, that's a thing, and also a Chipotle Texas chili, which we've already debated about beans in Texas chili.
No beans.
Did you bring that hot chicken taco back from Nashville?
I did not have any hot chicken tacos.
I have one left from our trip to Nashville.
It was two weeks ago. So you might want to get rid of that taco. But upcoming events, as mentioned, the Royal Pool Party this Saturday starting at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
If you are a maniac and want, or just love Britain,
you don't have to be a maniac to love the royal wedding.
But to come,
you have to be a maniac to come here at 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
You'll be able to hang out with Walt and Julie. Maybe Julie. Julie's shaking her head. She kind of is thinking about it.
Julie's going to watch at home.
She's going to watch at home?
I know.
But how are you going to show off your fascinator to everyone? Mm-hmm.
I'll be wearing it all day.
Also, an update from the time that we recorded this on Wednesday to the time we recorded this on Thursday. The weather forecast for Saturday has taken a huge dive.
Oh,
so
boy.
Though we have been planning on hosting an outdoor festival for the release of Pool Party, unfortunately, we're going to end up moving that all inside. So we're going to have to invite our musical acts back at another date. Unfortunately, not all the water features are going to be here either, but it is still a royal pool party. We will still be opening at 6 a.m. to watch the royal wedding. Celebrity guest bartender Walt Keyes will be there.
It's bright and early. Well, dark and early. I'll be here. Yeah, I hope some of you folks will show up and keep me company at 7 a.m. and welcome the new royal princess.
BYOC, bring Julie. Your own crumpets.
Julie, do you have any updates?
What is Miss Meghan Markle? What will her title be? Princess? Duchess?
She'll be a duchess.
Okay, let's close with duchess.
A duchess. Just looking forward to what she's going to wear and who's going to walk her down the aisle.
So also another exciting event on the calendar on June 2nd. We have a awesome party coming up with our friends at Jenny's, our friends from Hot Chicken Takeover.
Oh, yeah. Hot Chicken Takeover, Little Eater, Ray Ray's, Dough Mama's making special strawberry cake.
Pie.
Strawberry pie.
Yum.
Obviously, Jenny's is going to be here bringing their strawberry buttermilk ice cream. Baca Coffee is going to be here. Doc Robinson's playing. We'll be launching our Elixir Hibiscus Pale Ale. And it's all supporting the good people over at Besa. I'm not exactly sure how to say it, but Besa, they do good things. So, yeah, put that on your calendar.
So that event is Saturday, June 2nd. Check out our Facebook page or our website for more details. All right. So this is first in a while that we have a new style on a new episode. We've done a bunch of IPAs and double IPAs and go into Czech Pilsners.
Going way back.
All right, so quick BJCP rundown. This falls under the Czech Pale Premium Lager. They have a slightly lower ABV version. This is 4.2 to 5.8% ABV, 30 to 45 IBUs. So you can tell a little bit more bitter than your standard pills, which is, I think Budweiser used to be 10, and it's now more like 4 or something. Medium to medium high bready malt, medium low to medium noble hop character, floral, spicy, or herbal. More malt character than in most light pills. Low levels of diacetyl are sometimes evident in classic versions, as they were in the Pilsner Urquell that we just had. Still delicious. More full-bodied than German Pilsners. Firmly yet cleanly bitter, rounded, and complex. Seasonality year-round. Food pairings, shellfish, chicken, and salads. Yeah, commercial examples, the aforementioned Pilsner Urquell, Gambrinus Premium, Primador Premium, a bunch of other examples were in there with clicks and barks and swirls that I didn't want to try to pronounce, so I left them out. But on this side of the Atlantic, we've got Oscar Blues, Mama's Little Yellow Pills, and Lagunitas Pills. So this is the originator. This is the one upon which all light beers have been based. So in 1842, in what is now the Czech Republic, in Pilsen, they are being flooded with Bavarian dark lagers and lagers from other parts of Czechoslovakia. And in order to compete, they decided, at the time they were brewing top fermented ales. And it was a confluence of all of these things. Previously, a German spy had been in Britain and had stolen their malting technology, which was the first to create a low-color malt. And in the Pilsen area, they have all of these wonderful Saaz hops that are floral and spicy and delicious. And they've also got very soft water. And then they stole the yeast from these Czech and Bavarian lagers. Throw that all together, and you've got the Bo Pils style. And so Joseph Grohl, not related to Grohl, was the credited with brewing the first one of these.
The Urquell.
There you go. Which, yeah, means something original source, something to that effect. But they do have the low, very soft water is key to getting that rounded mouthfeel that these are known for. They're just crazy drinkable, but also full of flavor. I really like them.
What really is the different breakdown between like a Bavarian German Pilsner, Czech Bohemian Pilsner, and maybe like a Belgian Pilsner? I guess we could throw American in there because that's the easiest.
I did, coincidentally, just at lunch, had the Rockmill Belgian Pils, and that definitely
outstanding.
It's a really good beer. Also pairs very well with chicken salad. It has more yeast character. I got a bit of a pear, juicy fruit character that you get from that yeast strain. But what were the other ones you said to compare?
I got Bavarian or German style Pilsner.
I really like, I think you pronounce it Haver Pils. That is drier. Definitely the German lagers are going to be drier. Usually hopped not quite as much, but have a very dry, crisp finish. Whereas if you were to get this in the Czech Republic, some of them are even have a bit of an under-attenuated type of feel about them. It's very much a rounded mouthfeel.
Well, I think one thing with this style and what I talk to a lot of people about, the true German-Czech Pilsner is more equatable probably to and we were talking about this earlier, an American Pale Ale or sometimes bordering on IPA with the hoppiness, but it's just a different hop that the American quote Pilsner style is kind of devoid of all of that bitterness, but that true Czech German Pilsner has that crisp, clean finish, but a lot of that comes from that hop, that the noble hop, the Satsa you were talking about right earlier.
And even a lot of the people in America that started doing more modern takes on American craft lagers to start with because of their experience doing very dry West Coast IPAs carried that over into Pilsners and have very dry, crisp Pilsners, which are delicious in their own right, but it's just not a Bo Pils.
So incredibly comparable German to Czech Pils. I mean, practically the same thing for a while, but German one's notably drier. Right.
I would say even hopping levels are comparable. But one is rounded and the other one is super dry.
Mostly based on water, would you say?
Yeah. And in Germany, I think they'd have a higher sulfate level, which just emphasizes that crispness even more.
Yeah, Bitburger is a nice German one that you can get in the can that is really sharp.
But just as an aside, classic examples of this, like Pilsner Urquell, they actually age theirs in oak barrels, but they are lined with pitch, so you don't get any oak character from them. But it's kind of cool seeing all of these barrels lined up full of lager.
I never realized that.
Yeah. I've always wanted to visit. Just it's on the bucket list. So Pool Party comes in at 5.4% ABV, so a little on the upper end of the scale, 28 IBUs. Bittered with Magnum and late editions of Wakatu and Summer. Wakatu from New Zealand and Summer from Australia. Used our classic Swain Pils malt and a little Cara Pils for extra body.
So why are we excited about this beer? I mean, I think I've mentioned it in a few episodes that we are all excited. It might be me projecting on everyone else.
Adam's favorite beer.
I think we're just excited it's back. We drank quite a bit right off the Bright on Saturday afternoon. So,
I mean,
can't get enough.
I was excited for it to come back, and now that we've tasted it, I think that, I mean, even more so than years past, the Southern Hemisphere hops are really shining through in a really nice way. And I don't know, this beer, it tastes better than I remember it tasting, and I liked it quite a bit last year, but it's phenomenal. It's extremely refreshing.
Yeah, it turned out. We made some just very tiny tweaks, one with the yeast strain was the primary one, and also with the base malt. But it's floral, like you expect. Summer is called Australian Saaz, so I think it is the same varietal just planted in Australia. What really comes through is the Wakatu, and you get a hint of lime, but it's not like lime juice. It's like lime zest. It's floral.
Well, I think that, you know, going to when we had the idea to do Pool Party, it was, you know, when we first hit 1862 Ale, that one was a little different, that we dry hop with that American hop to kind of take our take on the classic German style to make it more American, where when kind of had the idea originally for doing Pool Party, it was, let's do a Czech style Pilsner, but let's use these more tropical New World hops that have the parentage from those classic noble hops. Because Summer is Saaz, and Wakatu is Hallertau.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
And Saaz is the classic Pilsner hop.
Yeah. And as we've found with working with some of these Southern Hemisphere hops in IPA, in the context of IPAs, you get a really cool mix of noble type character, a spicy floral, but also some cool tropical type stuff shines through. It gets amplified. So with the summer, that apricot that you get sometimes from Saaz just gets amped up when you plant it in Australia for some reason or other. Just that local terroir.
Perfect choice for a pool party.
Mm-hmm. So other interesting facts about this beer. Well,
where'd the name come from?
Go to you on the name.
Oh boy, this is a weird one. While it seems pretty straightforward that a refreshing summertime beer would be called Pool Party, the origins of the name are a little more abstract and unusual than simply drinking beer at a pool party. They date back to Adam and I's time at Ohio State University here in Columbus, Ohio. So there was an afternoon while we were in school, in undergrad, and I believe what happened was I said something about a cool club, forming a cool club or being in a cool club or going to a cool club, whatever a cool club is, and Adam misheard me and thought I said pool party, and I said no, I said cool club. So instead of just forgetting about this conversation, we decided that we were to form our own cool club called Pool Party.
It might have been one of the most ridiculous things, but at that time, sometimes you just think that it's very, very funny for one reason or another.
So flash forward many years later, approximately 2 years ago, we were coming out with this Pilsner beer, and we were trying to come up with a name for it.
Sorry for the little bit of skip ahead. We had some technical difficulties. Not the first time here. on the podcast for that. So we started talking about the tasting of the beer and went back and when we finished about 25 minutes later and realized we maybe had stopped recording. So this may seem like a little jump around, and Dan's dulcet tones has been replaced by the wonderful Julie Keys.
Oh, Julie, amazing. First time on
first time on the mic, but
hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, and you may notice a new richness in our voice that has, as to now, been unprecedented.
All right, so let's jump into the tasting of Pool Party. Appearance of the beer, a little straw-colored. It's thin with a persistent white head. It is going to be a little lighter, I think we talked about earlier, than your standard, your Pilsner or Kel, because we do not do a decoction mash.
Do not do a triple decoction mash as Pilsner or Kel.
So, aromas on this, saltines, lime zest, floral, berry type aroma. You get floral notes that linger throughout, but definitely the lime flavor of the Wakatu hops. It really, we see that a lot more this year, I'd say.
Yeah, these Southern Hemisphere hops are really shining through on this year's batch Pool Party, for sure.
The mouthfeel is a little thinner because of the water profile we have here. They have, Dan talked about, very soft water and Pilsen, so you get a lot more of that. You get
a different round, yeah. Like velvety, soft.
But yeah, four descriptor words, as we mentioned earlier: lime, bready, floral, and crisp. I'm not sure. I didn't really listen to the previous episode, the previous 19 minutes, but crushability of Pool Party.
I would say in the previous 19 minute, it showed that it was about a 6 crusher, even though I think most people were saying 5.
Yeah, I think flavor wise and drinkability wise, it's definitely a 6, but it's a little stronger than you might think at what, 5.4, I believe, and. So it's not a light beer, booze-wise, so you want to be careful.
You don't want to operate heavy machinery after 6 or drive a car.
No, definitely not, for sure.
I concur. If you're crushing, get an Uber.
Or a
Lyft.
What do they call them in England? The black cabs? It's just called black cab. You know.
A taxi. I believe they call them taxis across the pond.
Okay. You guys know about the knowledge that the taxi drivers over there have to do?
No.
Yeah, taxi drivers in London, they have to do what they call the knowledge. And it's essentially, you have to know basically every street, every landmark, everything in London in your head before you can be certified to be a taxi driver.
Wow.
So if you have 6 pool parties in London and don't remember where your hotel is, just ask the taxi driver. I got you. Huh. You're good.
They call that a GPS now.
Yeah, it's also available on your phone.
We've got that knowledge right here on Google Maps.
I put it at about a 4 yesterday when we were talking. That really loved me some Pool Party, but you never know. Talking about the royal wedding, any other fun facts you got there, Julie?
Well, sure.
What's the first song? What's the first dance?
Spice Up Your Life, undoubtedly.
Are they going to play that during the ceremony or at the reception?
I think at the reception, or maybe both. Not sure.
So who's going to walk Miss Meghan Markle down the aisle?
It's been major drama. TBD. TBD.
You think it's going to be her mom?
I hope so. I think that would be just groundbreaking. Girl power.
Where is the rehearsal dinner? Like Buca di Beppo?
We know her mom's wearing Burberry. So that's all that matters.
I think it's at Windsor Castle.
Yes. Oh. Well, earlier Walt asked what her title is going to be, and we actually don't know yet, but it's likely going to be Duchess of Sussex. He's the Duke of Sussex, I believe.
Yeah, and nobody here is heir to the throne either.
They're way down. They're way down the list.
Interestingly, if you're not part of the bloodline, you are not an heir to the throne. So, the Duchess of Cambridge isn't part of the is not going to be the heir to the throne. And neither will Miss Markle.
But what about Harold?
Harry's in line. Harry's now like 6th in line, I think.
Yeah, below George and Charlotte and Louis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that, but you never know, because Queen Elizabeth's dad was a very unlikely king.
Very unlikely.
What if someone abdicates? Yeah.
He abdicated.
I watched The Crown.
Walt,
I know what's
The Crown.
Up.
It's all very exciting and very confusing.
There's also a really good documentary series on, I think it's Netflix, about House of Windsor.
Ooh.
How I learned about, because they were actually a German family that they changed their name to the House of Windsor because there was a lot of anti-German sentiment in Britain.
Interesting.
People didn't even like dachshunds at the time in Britain.
Oh, wow.
They talked about walking down the street, like, you'd kick a dachshund, which is terrible as someone that has a dachshund at home.
Things I know, Thomas will not be walking her down the aisle.
Nope.
I think guaranteed now, and then...
She announced it this morning.
Oh,
and also, Charlotte's going to be a bridesmaid.
The city?
Really?
Wow.
Not yeah, like a she's three. She's going
to
be...
Oh.
I wonder if she's going to be a junior bridesmaid. They do that there.
Okay. So this is a that's
who's
a
the matron of honor?
She doesn't have a maid of honor because she has too many friends she didn't want to choose, which is a very modern conundrum. Yeah.
So is Prince William the best man?
I hope so.
How's the queen taking all this? Because I know she's nixed quite a few ideas.
You know, I think the royal family might be a little embarrassed by the family shenanigans, but they're very protective of Meghan and they love her dearly. I speak on behalf of the royal family.
That seems, you seem more qualified than any of us.
Yeah, you're very dialed in, Julia. Appreciate all the knowledge that you're sharing with our listeners. As mentioned, unfortunately, things like the dunk tank aren't going to be here this weekend, but they will be here later on in the summer.
Yeah.
To be determined. We did put a deposit down,
we
so non-refundable. So the dunk tank will be back. We really appreciate Dick and Jane Project. We're going to work with them later in the summer as well. But come on down to the Royal Pool Party. We will still, you still probably will see the unicorn. It might show up at some point, maybe out in the torrential downpour. But
oh, yeah, we bought a lot of stuff to celebrate this pool party. So we're going to bust it all out.
Heard there might
indoors
be
an
AstroTurf dance floor.
Oh,
heard that too.
So, I mean, it ended up being more of an honor to all things Britain than we wanted, given that the weather's gonna, we're just gonna feel like we're in London. So
tropical London.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting ready. I'm sure the flag is up at Buckingham Palace right now.
I think the flag's always up.
No, it's not. Only if the queen is in residence.
Oh.
Well, then she's probably not there because she's probably up at Castle Windsor.
She's at the bachelorette party in Nashville.
Austin.
Yeah. Oh, we got the FA Cup, too. Who's playing?
Oh, it's Manchester United against Chelsea.
Oh, what a...
Big day for the
UK. You
got a lot of underdogs in that one.
Well, you do have two large urban areas represented in Manchester and London. So, you know, the whole country will be buzzing. It's brother against brother.
Yeah.
Mate against mate.
Sister against sister.
Uncle against aunt. Aunt.
Okay, just a reminder,
Auntie.
Meghan should be arriving right around 7 a.m. our time.
Here?
Not at Land Grant.
No, Meghan Markle will not be at Land Grant tomorrow, unfortunately.
No, she'll be arriving at the ceremony in the U.K. Noon their time, 7 a.m.
Unless she gets
our
cold
time.
Feet. We do have a really fun episode coming up next week. We're going to be talking about Greenskeeper, our session IPA, one of our... 4-year-round beers. We're all excited around here for Jack's tournament's return up in Dublin with the Memorial coming up here in about a week and a half. So check out, grab yourself a nice can of Greenskeeper, known as the workhorse of beers here around Land Grant.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
We got Hickory and Oak on Sunday. I've seen the menu. It looks incredible. The guys at Ray Ray's are really stepping it up. Month after month with the Hickory and Oak dinner series. So there's some tickets left for that. Get your tickets on Eventbrite. If you go to landgrantbrewing.com/food, there's links there.
Food.
Yeah, it is. It's via Eventbrite, so you can find it through there as well. But yeah, get your tickets to Hickory and Oak. There's just this month and next month left. God save the queen, man.
Yeah.
Julie, thanks for all your insights on the royal family.
It's truly a pleasure.
Is it time for our sign-off?
Time for the sign-off. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Sorry for the chopped-up audio this week, but that's what happens when you have a couple pool parties. Thanks to Dan, who's not here right now. Mark?
Yep.
Well, no, I think we should... I think, again, in the spirit of jolly old England, we should go around and say what Spice Girl we would be if we were a Spice Girl.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
We did it last time, and it was great, and it was the funniest thing we'd ever done, and it's lost now. So I think we should try and bring that back around.
Dan was Sporty Spice yesterday, so.
Yeah.
And he still is today.
And he'll always be Sporty Spice.
I'll always be Sporty Spice.
He can jump pretty high.
All right, now who would you be, Mark?
Posh, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Julie?
I was a big Scary Spice fan, a bit of a rebellious child, and I love a dual bun like her.
Wow.
Yeah, and So I like Indian food a lot. So I'd be garam masala spice.
Not a spice girl.
What's a spice? And if I was a girl, that'd be the spice I would be.
Do you even know the Spice Girls?
Yeah, Julie, I saw Spice World not once but twice in the movie theater with you and Claire. So
duh.
I'm pretty.
I can see this. Duh, Adam.
Mine was obviously the obvious one, ginger spice.
Yeah.
Both a spice and a redheaded Spice Girl.
No, way of life. Spice up your life, guys.
Up your life. So thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. Apologize for the really choppy podcast. If we do see you down here at 424 West Town Street tomorrow, make sure to tip your bartenders. Enjoy yourself, folks. Cheers.
And wear your fascinator.